Welcome to Over for Coffee. This is a podcast where we invite our friends and family over for coffee and talk all things community and creativity. In this bonus episode, our host and Jenny Illard talk about movie spoilers and current creative projects. Come on over for coffee.
Let's talk movie spoilers.
Love them.
You love movie spoilers.
What do you mean you love them? Like, you want to find out how the movie
ends? Tell
me
exactly what happens so that I don't have any anxiety.
Oh my gosh.
While I watch the movie. I want to know what happens.
I want to know who the killer is.
Why?
I want to know if there's a happily ever after. It doesn't deter me from watching the movie,
but
I need to know if my emotions are up to the task of watching this movie.
Yes.
Love it.
Yes, I have to know. Like, nobody, I didn't see any spoilers, which I don't know how, but I didn't see any spoilers, and nobody would tell me. I would ask people, what happened on Infinity War? And nobody would tell me. And
like, I really want to know.
Crying emojis.
Yeah.
And how could you do this? And, you know, all this stuff. And I'm like, well, what happened? They're like, you just got to see it.
You
just got to see it. No, I won't see it until I find out what happens.
It's like people don't realize that we actually want the spoiler. Like, we really do. We're not going to get mad at you or anything.
No.
We
Wait
really
a minute,
want
though.
The
Wait
spoiler.
A minute. The Usual Suspects? You want to know? Who's Kaiser Sose before you start watching the movie?
No, you don't.
No one should. No, you. It's the
that,
surprises
okay, you
know the
what
movie.
Though?
That was like the biggest reveal ever. And if
well,
someone would have told
you,
me
what
that,
about Sixth
The
Sense?
Usual Suspects?
That's
yes.
what I was going to say. Now, Sixth Sense, that
you
movie,
want to
you,
know
it
that the guy's dead
the
before?
Entire thing.
I know.
Yeah.
They're like spoilers.
Like, that's
that?
One of the movies
None
where
of
you
my
go,
movies
okay.
that I've ever had a spoiler have been ruined. Like, I looked forward to, like, oh my gosh, it's coming up. Like, I have been watching, moviespoilers.com, or I've been reading that site for years.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't know that existed.
Yes.
You're
for
an avid
years.
Spoiler?
I'm
like,
an
that's...
avid spoiler
oh,
alert.
Wish, oh, I'm going there.
I wish you would have never told me that, because now I have that in my head.
Oh no, yeah.
I'm like the curious, like, person, and
yeah,
I want to know.
Yeah, he'll go and find out.
Man, I
yeah.
won't even read reviews to a movie. Like, I want to
I don't
want to
know. See, reviews are different to
I
me
don't
than spoilers.
I don't want to be taken for a ride.
Yeah.
I do not.
That's why you watch movies.
I love
that's
the ride. I just want to know where it ends. Is there going to be a clown that comes up and go, ha, 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 ha? Like, I just want to know. You know, it's pretty an emotional thing for me. Like, I'm addicted to it. I got to have it. And I still will watch the movie, and I'll love it, and I'll enjoy it. You know, but I wanted to go see that really scary movie, Us.
Jordan Peele.
Yeah, by Jordan Peele. And I was like, oh my gosh, when is the movie spoiler going to come out? Like, I have to know, like, the premise.
He's
and
in
ending.
A scary movie?
He's not. He wrote and
directed. Oh,
he wrote
directed.
And directed, yeah, Us and the one before that. The first one was, oh my gosh, what am I thinking? I can't do it.
I can't remember the first
one. I know
one.
He's doing the reboot.
It's a
of
sequel.
The Twilight
sort of.
He is. He's
sequel.
Like, he's
yeah.
Hosting and
he's hosting,
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, I can't. Like, and I'll even state, like, Amy and I, my cousin Amy and I went to see, she loves scary movies. And
yeah.
It's something that's just from our childhood, you know, something that we probably need therapy over, but we just like continue it going. But anyway. And so, but I mean, I will watch the spoiler. I mean, I'll read the spoiler, and even in the movie theater, I'm like, oh, I'll still get scared and I'll have all those emotions. But, you know, I mean, it doesn't ruin it at all. I feel like it enhances my experience. Like, I'm already like, oh, I can't wait till that, you know, that happens. I don't know. Weirdo.
I can't believe that.
No, I don't want to know. I want the movie to tell me the story. I want to hear the story. I want to know the story from the writer. Like, I want to see it visually. I want you to lead me. I want to get to the end where you want me. Like, don't... Like, no one tell me anything. Like, And even when I watch a movie here, like, at the house, like, I want silence. And I want... Like, I'm like, hey, no one talk. Like, you know, when we're around and the kids are like, what happened? What are you... I'm like, just watch...
He doesn't even talk. Like, he'll refuse to answer a question.
I tell the kids, hey, just if you be quiet, the movie will tell you what's going on.
Yeah, Eric does that to me. That's why we can't watch movies together.
That's
like, just terrible. Listen to the movie. The movie will tell you. Yeah.
My marriage has survived 27 years because we do not watch movies together.
Because you already know what happens. Because
you already know what happens.
He's like, be quiet.
And then if I miss something, I'm like, what did I miss? He's like, oh my God, you're killing me. I'm like, okay, sorry.
Dave, friend or foe?
I don't know. I'm in both camps, kind of. Like, I really, like, there are movies that should not be ever be spoiled. And I think Infinity War is one of those. Because you need that emotionally charged moment that everyone knows.
Especially and you feel like you won't get it if you read the movie spoiler?
Well, it's not like you won't get it. It doesn't have the same impact. It's not as important to you.
You're not surprised. Because you're like, I want the surprise.
I knew that was going to happen. It finally happened. Great.
Right.
Like, it's about, I don't know, it's a richer storytelling experience when you can sit down and appreciate the director and the editor and the writer's work.
I don't appreciate
that. To me.
Okay, I do appreciate that for, like, murder mysteries.
Yeah.
Or, like, Poirot, Miss Marple, you know, masterpiece. Okay. Like, theater. Like, I do, like, when you're supposed to, like, not really know who the killer is or... You know, it's a mystery.
Those are like puzzles.
Those are okay.
And
yes,
I really
like
enjoyed those. Yeah. I don't ever want those to be spoiled because I'm working so hard thinking about like where the story's going and I'm coming up with theories in my head and I'm treating the movie like a puzzle and it's really fun for me.
God, that sounds exhausting.
If someone like, ruins it for me, I would get so upset.
Oh my
gosh.
That's exhausting. I can't.
Because I really enjoy the puzzle of it.
Right.
Oh,
I can't get
it's so
it.
Satisfying. Especially when I'm right. Oh my gosh.
You
like
want to be right.
Like,
I knew it
so,
if I'm wrong.
I so want to be right. I'm like, I know where this movie's going. I could have written this. That's
Eric
what Dad likes
that.
To say. I could have written this movie.
Yeah. Eric likes to say, I wasn't surprised. I knew it all along. I was like, yeah, sure.
But I think, do you think it's from, it's part of the way like we want to be entertained. Like I think there's, like some people want the element of surprise, right? Like, so you have like those folks who like love roller coasters and they want the ups and downs. Mm-hmm. They like the way it feels. Mm-hmm. And there's some other people who like, hey, I won't touch the roller coaster, right? Like it's more like you want to know what's expected. You want to know kind of where the twists and turns are at or what may change. Cause you enjoy that like better. I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't enjoy roller coasters.
So the only time I do enjoy spoilers is when it's a movie that isn't as important to me like story-wise, but it's important to me technically. You know, like, do you know what I mean by like the technical importance of a movie? Like, I want to see how the artist does this. Like, I know where they're headed. I already know
how
the answer to the question.
How they pull it off.
How are you going to treat it differently than all the other directors before you?
Like,
are you going to treat this story differently?
Like Inception? Like something like that?
No, not Inception. Like something that's like a remake. Like with remakes, you already know how it ends. You know, but like you're watching it for the new flavor that the director is putting on it. You're not watching it to be entertained in the same way.
Like Willy Wonka.
Yeah, like Willy Wonka.
So you appreciate like the movie making and the storytelling and the, you know, the more of
the second Willy Wonka,
how the movie is built.
Yeah, like how the movie's built, how it's filmed. What angles they're using, you know, what cameras they're using, the lighting, the mood. Like, all that's, like, really important to me because I want to learn how to do that. Like, that's something I have a passion
for. You watch it for the nerd value.
I watch it for the nerd value. Absolutely.
I care nothing for any of those things, but I can appreciate that,
Dave. Thank you. You don't care.
I don't care. But when there's something visually and stunning that's like, oh, wow, that's amazing.
So,
I mean, I'll take it in and appreciate the beauty behind it, but
so
not...
have you ever seen a bad movie? Like, what makes a bad movie to you? Because sometimes I'm ruined by how
the story. The story makes it bad. Visually, I don't really care.
The acting always makes it bad for me.
No, because sometimes it's fantastic all the way through, and you're like, "This is so great," and then they end it. You're like, "What the heck?"
Yeah.
And you're angry. You're like, no, that is not what's supposed to happen.
I feel
and
that same
way. That
makes
bad movie.
We're
the
gonna,
end. Yeah. Everything hinges on the end.
We're going to bleep you so it sounds like you cussed earlier.
I thought you were. I was like, oh no. Da, da, da.
Not on the podcast. Mute her mic quick. I don't know. I've seen a movie that like just the clumsy storytelling has ruined it for me. Like I really enjoyed it. I really liked the story after the fact. Like just
right.
the way they kind of like bungled the characters. Yeah, the acting just ruined it. The way they set, the way they told the story in like different sections is just awful.
Yeah.
There's a movie called Gringo that just came out, I think, last year or something like that.
And that
Gringo, it's just a terrible movie. Like, it's not
it's just
good.
Bad.
It, by, like, the story would have been cool if they had done something completely different with the movie. But the movie is just awful.
It would have been great if it was
different. I sat in the theater after that and I was like, this is terrible. Like, wow, it's the most disappointing
movie.
You put
in theater time too.
Yeah, that's
for sure.
Alright, so what are you creating right now?
Well, you got me that Psalms journaling, and so I've been trying to create, like, just journaling and writing, and God gave me some stuff a while ago, and I tend to, put it off, and so I guess that's, right now, I'm just trying to create what God gave me to create, mm-hmm. and get inspired by other people. That inspires me to sort of sit down and create those things.
Yeah.
You know, so I try to just, that's what I'm doing right now.
I like that. Trying to create what God is giving me to create. That's like goals. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, because I feel like I'm not very... I don't mean this as a down. I don't feel like I'm the most creative person, you know, as far as, coming up with things. I tend to duplicate. I'm more of a duplicator of creativity. But that's not... It's just a weakness for me. And so I feel like, you know... But I know that God made us to be creative, so I know there's something in there mm-hmm. that needs to be created, and I'm so excited that I'll get there. Like, that's the excitement of it. Ooh, you made me to be creative, and you've given me something to create.
Yeah,
and I'm going to create it, you know. Yeah. And so I feel like that's where I'm at. That's cool.
That is really awesome. Thanks for joining us today.
That was so fun.
I loved it.
That was really fun. Was good. Thank stuff. You guys.
I feel like I learned so much.
Thank you for listening to Over for Coffee. Please join the discussion over on our Facebook page by commenting with your thoughts on movie spoilers. We would love to hear from you. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider sponsoring our next cup of creative coffee by donating on our website, overforcoffee.com. Don't forget to comment, like, and share each episode with your friends.